KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's clear and 29 degrees. We look for mostly sunny skies here today, a high of 59. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. Well, in the news, Acorn Acres in Red Oak will be the site for a free, interactive, and educational program 1 week from today, designed to improve older driver safety. Red Oak Police Certified Reserve Officer Brad Baker told KJAN the program is provided by the Iowa DOT in association with the Red Oak Police Department, Southwestern Community College, Acorn Acres, the Red Oak Rotary Club, AARP, and AAA. Baker said the program on October 30th is called CarFit.
They have trained volunteers and paid staff, goes around, puts on the senior safe event.
He says the volunteers offer a 12-point inspection where a senior driver can pull in and get a car safety checkup, as well as ideas on how to drive safely and comfortably through the use of adaptive equipment if necessary.
Maybe they need assistance with a seatbelt puller that's an extension that they can get the seatbelt pulled over more safely. Maybe it's an adaptive device that can hook onto their key so they have better mobility with their key. Kind of like a lazy Susan that you can put in the driver's station to, you know, swivel into your seat. It's a mirror adjustment, it's pedal reach, things like that that would just help make the senior driver safer.
The equipment and the checkup will help to lower insurance rates with some companies. Some seniors are noticeably too close to their steering wheel for various reasons. Being that close to your airbag, he says, can result in severe injuries.
With airbag deployment, you have to have more than a 10-inch gap in there. Most of driver's side are steering wheel mounted now. It's all in sometimes getting the driver more in an upright position rather than, you know, right up on the steering wheel, so it's merely a seat adjustment, but it might also require a pedal extension or something that way.
The event begins at 9 a.m. October 30th with a distracted driving program set up by Red Oak Police Chief Justin Ramey, Brad Baker, and Katie Lewis with Southwestern Community College. That features a 10 to 12 minute video with a local woman who lost her two sons in a distracted driving accident.
Based on the events that happened to Nina Todd and her two sons south of Red Oak here about 8-9 years ago. Her two boys were killed, and we have an interview with her and her experiences and just talking about the effects of being in the wrong place at the wrong time, you know, with a distracted driver.
The program is geared to all ages. Coffee and rolls will be available in the Acorn Acres meeting room before the car safety checkup is performed in the north drive of the facility. Baker says they are taking appointments for the 10 to 20 minute inspection and safety checks, but no one will be turned away if you just stop by from 10 a.m. until noon on October 30th. If you'd like to make a reservation for the CarFit event, call Brad Baker through the Montgomery County Communications at 712-623-6500. Baker says also you won't be cited if you have defective equipment or violations during the safety check. The program is simply meant to provide safe solutions to issues affecting drivers, especially those who are older. As the result of a student survey conducted last week, the Atlantic School District School to Work Advisory Committee is partnering with the Chamber of Commerce this fall to update information on the available part-time jobs and employers open to hosting student job shadows. Last Monday, the Atlantic School to Work Advisory Committee visited the Atlantic High School to administer a survey on post-graduation plans and career interests, as well as part-time employment. The survey found high interest in part-time work in Atlantic. Half of AHS students expressed interest in working during the school day for class credit. Although a little over half of AHS students do not have a part-time job, about 75% of the students without a part-time job are interested in getting one. Additionally, almost half the students surveyed expressed an interest in job shadowing someone in the Atlantic community. The biggest barrier to part-time employment for high school students is the time available to do involvement in other activities. Over 40% of students without a part-time job said activity schedules made it challenging for them to find work. Jobs with flexible hours that do not require a student to work during activity practices or performances and competitions are particularly helpful in addressing this need. There has historically been frustration from businesses when they advertise jobs available to high school students, only to have a few, if any, students apply. The committee hopes the findings on the activities hours will help be helpful to businesses when structuring work hours and hiring part-time school help. Part-time jobs in a field of career interest provide students with the opportunity to earn money while, of course, furthering their career exploration. The top 10 areas of career interest for AHS students are healthcare, education, and arts such as graphic design, technical such as programming, app designing, and web development. engineering, agriculture, music and theater, military, construction, and journalism or communications. However, even work outside an area of a career interest can be beneficial to high school students in terms of developing life skills. Given a list of potential part-time jobs available in Atlantic, students indicated the greatest interest in babysitting, childcare, grocery stores, coffee shops and restaurants, other stores such as hardware and so on, auto shops, and lifeguarding. Students also expressed interest in housekeeping and agricultural or farmhand opportunities. Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Bailey Smith will be reaching out to area businesses to update a list of part-time jobs and job shadow opportunities available to high school students in the area. Employers offering part-time work to high school students can contact Smith at bailey@atlanticiowa.com. The compiled list of opportunities will be shared with students later this fall. Over the course of the school year, the School to Work Advisory Committee will continue to address student career development needs, and they plan to host a career day this coming spring. For more information on the School to Work and the Advisory Committee, you can contact Joanne Runyon at 712-249-6154. Elsewhere in area news, in an attempt to head off troubles before they start with regard to prescription drug abuse, Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater said he's pleased to announce the addition of a prescription drug drop box to the lobby of the Adair County Public Safety Center. The drug drop box is available 24 hours a day. And if you happen to arrive after business hours or if the lobby door is locked, just inform the dispatcher on the intercom of your desire to use the drug drop box, and they will let you in. If any Adair County resident has difficulty or hardship in getting to the Adair County Public Safety Center, you're welcome to call Sheriff Vandewater directly at 641-743-2148, and he'll make arrangements to personally pick up and dispose of your unneeded or unwanted prescriptions. The prescription drug drop-off box is made possible through a grant from the Governor's Office of Drug Control Policy. Adair County Sheriff's Office reports two people were arrested on separate warrants last week. 38-year-old Jennifer Marie Willems of Greenfield was arrested October 15th, and 64-year-old Dale Custard of Stewart was arrested October 18th. Both were arrested on Adair County warrants for violation of probation. Willems was being held in the Adair County Jail on a $2,000 cash-only bond. Custard was released on his own recognizance. A man from central Iowa was arrested Monday afternoon on a drug charge in Creston. Authorities say 18-year-old Isaiah Jones of Dallas Center was arrested at around 3:30 p.m. at Lincoln and Spencer Streets for possession of a controlled substance. Jones was being held in the Union County Jail on a $1,000 bond. And an Afton man reported to police Monday evening that sometime over the past few days, a vehicle parked in the 600 block of East Fremont Street in Creston and a residence near there had been broken into and items removed. Taken from the vehicle was an air hose, a generator, and saw. Missing from the residence was a small table, tennis shoes, a bag of clothing, a 32-inch TV, a drill, and cleaning supplies. The loss was estimated at $1,435 altogether. The news was brought to you this hour by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Give them a call today at 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.